This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting the Olympic opening ceremonies are underway in Rio de Janeiro, but don't expect Brazilian football legend Pelé to light the cauldron. The three-time World Cup football winner said he was not in physical condition to take part in the ceremony. The 75-year-old had been rumored as one of the choices to light the cauldron Friday night, but he has been suffering from muscle pains and had hip surgery earlier this year. Security was extremely tight outside Maracanã Stadium on Friday as fans arrived for the ceremony. Heavily armed soldiers and police were present outside the stadium as tens of thousands of fans lined up to get into the venue. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton told a convention of black and Hispanic journalists in Washington Friday that she will work to regain the American people's trust. However, Clinton said she will not tolerate what she called Republican nominee Donald Trump's racist, xenophobic, and misogynistic statements.
When he accuses a distinguished federal judge of Mexican heritage, of not being fair, when he insults a Gold Star family of a Muslim American who served in the military, you know the list. I will stand up and call him out on that.
Trump, meanwhile, told supporters at a rally in Des Moines, Iowa, that Clinton was unstable, a dangerous liar, and lacks the judgment and temperament to lead the country.
Well, this is the legacy of Hillary Clinton. It's called death, destruction, chaos, and weakness. She's weak. She is a weak person.
The insults came as Trump has come under criticism from fellow Republicans for getting sidetracked by other issues when he should be focusing on Hillary Clinton. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. An independent police review panel has released body camera video of Chicago police officials showing the moment before and after a police officer fatally shot an unarmed black man in the back following a car chase. In the video, officers can be seen shooting at 18-year-old Paul O'Neill as he drove a black Jaguar he had allegedly stolen. The officers then chased O'Neill on foot, but the fatal shooting was not shown. One officer is heard asking if O'Neill had shot at police. A lawyer for O'Neill's family, Michael Oppenheimer, accused the police officers of taking the law into their own hands.
It is one of the most horrific things that I have seen, aside from being in a movie. These police officers decided to play judge, jury, and executioner.
New rules mandate that Chicago police must release footage of a fatal shooting within 60 days. The rules were put in place after officers shot and killed another black teenager, 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, in 2014. Lawyers representing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen said that Turkey has not provided evidence of his involvement in last month's failed military coup attempt. Turkey has called on the U.S. to extradite Gulen back to Turkey, but has not filed a formal extradition request. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, one of Gulen's attorneys, Reid Weingarten, said that Ankara has to show due cause before Gulen could be extradited.
Extradition is fundamentally a legal process, and we are lawyers, and we deal with evidence, and we deal with due process. And guess what? In extradition proceedings, evidence matters. And due process matters.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday warned that followers of Fethullah Gulen could threaten security in other countries. Appearing alongside Kazakhstan's president in Ankara, Erdogan said he did not want other countries to experience what he called the same pain, betrayal, and disappointment as Turkey. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July, while wages rose 2.6% over the past year. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. A separate government report showed the U.S. trade deficit rose to its highest level in 10 months. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.